Welcome to Exam Ready Business, your go-to revision podcast for GCSE business studies. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics you'll need to master, the role of the finance function. Whether you're revising for your end-of-year exams or doing a final push before the big day, this episode is going to give you everything you need. We'll cover the core concepts, nail the exam technique, test your recall, and send you off feeling confident. So let's get started. First, let me set the scene. Every business, whether it's a tiny corner shop or a massive multinational like Tesco or Apple, needs to manage its money. And that's exactly what the finance function does. It's the department or area of a business responsible for managing financial information, supporting planning, guiding decisions, and influencing everything the business does. Examiners absolutely love this topic because it connects to almost every other area of the course. So understanding it well doesn't just help you on finance questions, it helps you across the whole paper. Right, let's get into the core concepts. There are four main roles of the finance function, and I want you to remember all four of them. I'll give you a memory hook in a moment, but first let's understand what each one actually means. Role number one, providing financial information. This is the most fundamental job of the finance function. Think of it as the finance team being the business's information hub. They collect, record, and report on all the money coming in and going out. This includes producing financial statements like the income statement, which shows profit and loss, the balance sheet, which shows what the business owns and owes, and cash flow statements, which show the movement of money over time. Without this information, no one in the business would know whether they're making money or losing it. Examiners will credit candidates who can explain that financial information must be accurate, timely, and relevant to be useful. A business making decisions based on outdated or incorrect financial data is like driving a car using last year's map. You're going to end up in the wrong place. Role number two, supporting business planning. Once the finance function has gathered all that financial information, it uses it to help the business plan for the future. This is where budgets come in. A budget is a financial plan that sets out expected income and expenditure over a future period, usually a year. The finance function creates budgets for different departments, marketing budgets, production budgets, staffing budgets, and these budgets guide what each area of the business can spend. Financial forecasting is also key here. The finance team will look at past performance and market trends to predict future revenues and costs. This helps the business set realistic targets and allocate resources effectively. In exam questions, candidates who link the finance function to specific planning tools like budgets and forecasts will earn higher marks. Remember, planning without financial information is just guesswork. Role number three, supporting business decision making. This is where the finance function really earns its place at the top table. Every major business decision, should we launch a new product? Should we open a new store? Should we hire more staff? Has a financial dimension. The finance function provides the data and analysis that managers need to make informed choices. For example, if a business is considering investing in new machinery, the finance team will calculate the expected costs, the potential revenue increase, and the payback period. That's how long it takes for the investment to pay for itself. They might also carry out break-even analysis to find out how many units need to be sold before the business starts making a profit. Candidates who can explain how financial data justifies or challenges a business decision will score well on application questions, especially in case studies where you're given a scenario and asked to evaluate a choice. Role number four, influencing business activity. This is the broadest role and it ties everything together. The finance function doesn't just sit in the background crunching numbers, it actively shapes what the business does. If the finance team reports that costs are rising faster than revenue, the business might need to cut spending, raise prices, or find new markets. If cash flow is tight, the business might delay investment or seek external finance. The finance function also monitors performance against targets, this is called variance analysis, and flags when things are going off track. So in a very real sense, the finance function acts as the business's financial conscience, keeping it on course and making sure resources are used wisely. Now here's your memory hook. To remember the four roles, use the acronym PPDI. That stands for Providing Information, Planning Support, Decision-Making Support, and Influencing Activity. PPDI. Say it a few times. PPDI. Got it? Good. One more thing before we move to exam tips, and this is really important. The finance function does not work in isolation. It links to every other functional area of the business. Marketing needs financial data to set campaign budgets and measure return on investment. Operations needs it to plan production costs and capital expenditure. Human resources needs it for payroll and recruitment budgets. Research and development needs funding decisions from finance, and senior management needs financial reports to make strategic decisions. Examiners reward candidates who make these cross-functional links explicitly. If a question asks about the finance function, don't just describe what it does, show how it connects to the rest of the business. Now let's talk exam technique and common mistakes. This is where marks are won and lost. Common mistake number one, describing instead of explaining. A lot of candidates write things like, "The finance function provides financial information." That's a description. It's only worth one mark. To get more marks, you need to explain the impact. Try this instead. "The finance function provides accurate financial information, which enables managers to identify whether the business is profitable and make evidence-based decisions about future investment." See the difference? You've gone from a simple statement to an explained point with a consequence. That's the difference between level one and level two in a mark scheme. Common mistake number two, ignoring the context. In case study questions, examiners want you to apply your knowledge to the specific business in the question. If the case study is about a small bakery struggling with rising ingredient costs, don't just write about finance functions in general. Link it to that bakery. Say something like, "For a small business like this bakery, the finance function's role in monitoring cash flow is particularly critical, as a short-term cash shortage could prevent the business from purchasing ingredients and fulfilling orders." That kind of application earns you application marks. Common mistake number three, forgetting to evaluate in higher mark questions. For questions worth 6 marks or more, you need to reach a judgment. Don't just list points, weigh them up. Which role of the finance function is most important? Why? Under what circumstances might one role matter more than another? Examiners are looking for analytical thinking, not just knowledge recall. Command word tip, if the question says explain how, you need to give a reason and a consequence. If it says discuss or evaluate, you need to present both sides and reach a conclusion. If it says analyze, go deeper, explore the implications. Always check the command word before you start writing. Now it's time for our quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask 5 questions. Pause after each one, think of your answer, then I'll give you the correct response. Ready? Question 1. What are the 4 main roles of the finance function? Pause now. Answer: providing financial information, supporting business planning, supporting decision making, and influencing business activity. Use PPDI to remember. Question 2. What is a budget? Pause now. Answer: a financial plan that sets out expected income and expenditure over a future period, used to allocate resources and guide spending. Question 3. Name 2 financial documents that the finance function produces. Pause now. Answer: the income statement, the balance sheet, and the cash flow statement, any 2 of those. Question 4. How does the finance function support decision making? Pause now. Answer: by providing financial data such as cost analysis, break-even calculations, and payback period calculations that help managers evaluate options and make informed choices. Question 5. Give 1 example of how the finance function links to the marketing department. Pause now. Answer: the finance function sets the marketing budget, which determines how much the marketing team can spend on advertising campaigns. It also analyzes the return on investment of marketing activities. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed a couple, go back and reread the core concepts section. The key is active recall, testing yourself rather than just rereading your notes. Great, let's wrap up. Today we've covered the 4 core roles of the finance function. Remember PPDI. We've seen how it links to every other area of the business, from marketing to operations to HR. We've practiced exam technique, always explain the impact, always apply to context, always evaluate in higher mark questions, and we've done a quick fire quiz to test your recall. The finance function is one of those topics that keeps coming up across the paper, in case studies, in application questions, and in evaluation questions. The more fluently you can talk about it, the more marks you'll pick up. So keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you earn is a mark well deserved. Thanks for listening to Exam Ready Business. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. You've got this.